You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by the Mr. Celebrity Todd Schroeder.
Woo!
Internationally famous Todd Schroeder. Todd, nice to see you.
Thank you.
I can't believe tomorrow night is already concert time.
April 15th, 7:30 p.m., Sonora High Auditorium.
All right. So for those who have no idea who you are, class of 1984, Sonora High School, you learned to play the piano at Sonora High School.
I certainly perfected it at Sonora High School. Yes. And then started playing at Sonora Joe's when I was 14, and it played at the Sullivan Creek Restaurant and the Sonora Inn. I hit all the hot spots in Sonora when I was in high school.
Did you know at the age of 14, 15 that this is what you wanted to do as a career?
I did. I remember talking to my mom saying, I want to do this. And she said, you totally should, which is the best advice you can get from your parent.
And tomorrow night at Sonora High School, you are going to be playing on the same piano.
Yeah. And what we were able to a few years ago, get it refurbished. So it's actually one of the finest pianos in Tuolumne County now. And but, you know, playing it is kind of like sleeping in the bed you grew up on. I know every crack in every corner of that piano. So I'm really excited to play it again.
So you graduated in 1984. In 1995, you were asked to come back to Sonora High School. That was only 11 years after you graduated. Did you want to return to Sonora High School?
I did. Actually, it was a conversation I'd had with my leadership teacher, Steve Southard. And he said, I would love you to come back and show the kids what you're doing now. And I said, well, I would love to come back and perhaps start a scholarship that might help them with pursuing their dreams. And my mother was a financial aid director at the college at the time, at Columbia College. So it made sense that this would all kind of be wrapped into this package that became the Young Artist Grant. So we do a concert every year to inspire the kids, but also to support the teachers, to give them tools to be able to teach properly and inspire their students, and also a way to thank the community for the support that they gave me when I was growing up.
The very first time I saw one of your concerts was probably around 2001 or 2000.
Well, where were you?
I had just moved to town. But 2001 or 2002, and the very first time I ever saw you, I was just blown away by the type of talent that I was watching up on the stage. And then your personality itself is so addicting that I wanted to know more about who you are. And you must hear that a lot, that you have a very inspiring, very addictive personality.
Well, I don't know if anybody tells me that to my face, but thank you. What I do know is I am passionate about what I believe in, and I'm passionate about this grant, and I'm passionate about this community. I love being here, and I love bringing my friends, who some of them are very famous, but there's a quality about this community that is like nowhere else in the world. And every time I bring somebody here, they go, oh my gosh, this is like a paradise. And I go, yeah, this is the foothills of the Sierras.
And you would know exactly what you're talking about because you've traveled all over the world.
I've been fortunate enough. This music that I was doing when I was here in high school has taken me around the world to perform at Carnegie Hall and at the different venues in Los Angeles, the Hollywood Bowl, and also in London and in Australia and in Europe. I've been fortunate to perform everywhere. I lived in Japan for a year performing there. So, yes, I have gotten the opportunity to explore the world. And there is a unique quality about this area that I love.
And you've written full theatrical plays as well.
I got to music direct Wicked, which was, you know, that's one of the biggest shows on Broadway and it's toured the world. And I worked on that. Yeah, I mean, this career has really, really been a gateway for me to do all the things that I wanted to do in life. And it's not over yet. I've got a new project. I think I can announce it now. I'm directing the tree lighting event at Paramount Studios this fall. Right before Christmas. And it's for all the people that work at Paramount and then all the celebrities that are in the movies for the past year. They're all invited to this big event.
Oh, that's fantastic. The name of the show tomorrow night is Todd Schroeder and Friends Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert. We haven't even talked about your friends. Who are you bringing up this year?
This year, we've got some incredible artists. A gentleman who's performed in the concert before, Kevin Fisher, who is a award-winning multi-platinum a recording songwriter. He's written for Rascal Flatts. He's written for Sarah Evans. And he is going to be performing, sharing some of his new stuff, and as well as a few old favorites that he's performed here before. I have the beautiful Carrie Schroeder. The name is related. Yes, my beautiful wife. But, you know, she's also is the queen of Lifetime Channel. She's been in 8 movies in the past year. She also was in a series on Nickelodeon and gets recognized for that all the time. And then she sings When We Travel with Jason Alexander. She is the guest vocalist and has performed around the world with that. So she's performing. Wendy Tuttle, who has performed in this concert since the very beginning, she is coming up to perform, and she has a very sultry sound, and everybody adores her. And we've got other great artists. We have also some local Sonora High School students performing in the concert, because this is about the high school, and this is about the students. So to get them involved and working with the teachers at the high school is very important to me. So you're going to see old friends, new friends. It's really going to be a great night.
And it's all about having a great time tomorrow evening, too. Bring the energy.
It is, absolutely. The party is going to be great. And it's also raising money for the Young Artist Grant. So it's a win-win, as they say.
All right. Tickets have been on sale for quite a while now. There are still a few tickets left for our listeners who would like to go see Todd Schroeder and Friends, the Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert, tomorrow night at Sonora High School starting at 7:30. You can find those tickets at eventbrite.com. That's event, eventbrite.com. Todd, I didn't go to high school with you, but I feel like we were friends in high school.
We were.
You have been a tremendous friend to me for the past 20 years.
And vice versa, Mark. I really appreciate your support and everybody here at the station.
Always good to see you.
Thanks, man.